Prologue. Muse of Fire. The Playground. As a kid growing up in South Africa, Elon Musk knew pain and learned how to survive it. Stoked his fervor. Slightly uncomfortable in his own body, like a big man who was never an athlete, he would walk with the stride of a mission-driven bear and dance jigs that seemed taught by a robot. With the conviction of a prophet, he would speak about the need to nurture the flame of human consciousness, fathom the universe, and save our planet. At first, I thought this was mainly role-playing, the team-boosting pep talks and podcast fantasies of a man-child who had read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy once too often. But the more I encountered it, the more I came to believe that his sense of mission was part of what drove him. While other entrepreneurs struggled to develop a worldview, he developed a cosmic view. His heritage and breeding, along with the hard wiring of his brain, made him at times callous and impulsive. It also led to an exceedingly high tolerance for risk. He could calculate it coldly and also embrace it feverishly. "Elon wants risk for its own sake," says Peter Thiel, who became his partner in the early days of PayPal. "He seems to enjoy it, indeed, at times, be addicted to it." He became one of those people who feels most alive when a hurricane is coming. "I was born for a storm, and a calm does not suit me," Andrew Jackson once said. Likewise with Musk. He developed a siege mentality that included an attraction, sometimes a craving, for storm and drama, both at work and in the romantic relationships he struggled and failed to maintain. He thrived on crises, deadlines, and wild surges of work. When he faced tortuous challenges, the strain would often keep him awake at night and make him vomit. But it also energized him. "He's a drama magnet," says Kemble. "That's his compulsion, the theme of his life." When I was reporting on Steve Jobs, his partner, Steve Wozniak, said that the big question to ask was, did he have to be so mean, so rough and cruel, so drama addicted? When I turned the question back to Woz at the end of my reporting, he said that if he had run Apple, he would have been kinder. He would have treated everyone there like family and not summarily fired people. Then he paused and added, "But if I had run Apple, we may never have made the Macintosh." And thus the question about Elon Musk. Could he have been more chill and still be the one launching us toward Mars and an electric vehicle future? At the beginning of 2022, after a year marked by SpaceX making 31 successful rocket launches, Tesla selling close to 1 million cars, and him becoming the richest man on Earth, Musk spoke ruefully about his compulsion to stir up dramas. "I need to shift my mindset away from being in crisis mode," he told me, "which it has been in for about 14 years now, or arguably most of my life." It was a wistful comment, not a New Year's resolution. Even as he made the pledge, he was secretly buying up shares of Twitter, the world's ultimate playground. That April, he snuck away to the Hawaiian house of his mentor Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle, accompanied by the actress Natasha Bassett, an occasional girlfriend. He had been offered a board seat at Twitter, but over the weekend, he concluded that wasn't enough. It was in his nature to want total control. So he decided he would make a hostile bid to buy the company outright. Then he flew to Vancouver to meet Grimes. There he stayed up with her until 5 a.m., playing a new war and empire-building game, Elden Ring. Right after he finished, he pulled the trigger on his plan and went on Twitter. "I made an offer," he announced. Over the years, whenever he was in a dark place or felt threatened, it took him back to the horrors of being bullied on the playground. Now he had the chance to own the playground.